Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I wonder if you know anyone like this. I heard this quote the other day that said, people either have to grow or people have to go. What it was referring to was culture, building culture. And we talk about culture many times, but we don't really define what culture is. Culture is everything. It's the beliefs, the values, it's the efficiency, it's what's the symbols. It's everything related to a team, a company, a family, a tribe. People all the time look at the Igniting Souls tribe and they say, wow, this is a crazy cool culture. This is an amazing culture. What do you do for these people? And you know, how do you attract these people that are so on fire, souls on fire? Listen, it's many times what we highlight. We don't highlight criticism. We don't highlight victimization. We don't highlight negativity. In other words, none of that stuff even makes it in the group. Now, it doesn't mean everyone's this false positive, everything's pretend rosy and exciting. No, listen, what it means is people show up filled up. People work on themselves before they just post. These days on social media, so many people just post whatever they think, whatever they feel, whatever just pops into their head. And the problem with that is that they don't realize that they are a brand. There's a quote that says that each one of us, right, is the CEO of a little company called YOU. You are your brand, and what you post and what you talk about is defining you. It's literally telling the world what your thought process is. And people either hear your thoughts and they say, I want to be part of that, or they say, you know what, I have enough negativity already in my own life. I have enough drama in my own life. Why do I need more? And then they run away. So a lot of times people say, who am I attracting? You're attracting who you are, okay? Who you are is who you attract. And if you're not happy with who you're attracting, we all need to look in the mirror once in a while. So the phrase of the day is that people need to grow or people need to go. Do you have a covenant, an agreement, a statement that you put out there in your 20 square foot of space that says, look, if you're gonna run with me, if you're gonna hang with me, if you're gonna keep being invited into the inner circle, you need to grow. This isn't about elitism. It's about, look at any champion in the world with anything, sports, politics. Can we have champions in politics? That's a great question. I don't know. But take any example of life. I mean, superstellar teachers. I know superstellar teachers. The point is this: if you are a superstar in your field, chances are that you are not only growing, but that the people that are invited as truth tellers in your life are also growing. People are growing or people are going. That's how simple it is. It all comes down to that. Look, even my favorite teacher ever, right? Jesus kind of had this thing about him that said, look, I'm going here. You're either with me or you're against me. And there comes this point in our lives, in our business, in our legacy, where we need to call people to that high level. Don't call people to that level if you're not willing to walk it yourself. But if you are willing to walk it, then stop tolerating mediocrity in your life. People need to grow or people need to go. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.